Farm Aid is returning to the Saratoga Performing Arts Center on September 21st. The festival will highlight how family farmers are essential for a secure supply of safe, nutritious food, healthy soil and water, and strong, economically vibrant communities. Plus, there will be featured performances by Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, Mavis Staples, and the list goes on and on and on. The festival will highlight how family farmers are essential for a secure supply of safe, nutritious food, healthy soil and water, and strong, economically vibrant communities, as I mentioned, and there will be so many other events than what will be happening on stage. To talk about it all, we welcome Elizabeth Sobel, President and CEO of the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm well. It's good to hear your voice. Thank you very much for being with us.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
And Glenda Yoder joins us, Associate Director of Farm Aid. Hello, Glenda. How are you?
Hello, Joe. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Glenda. Nice to hear your voice.
All right. So my first question is an easy one, I think, Glenda. What does an associate director at Farm Aid do?
Well, we are lucky because we get to work year-round on supporting family farmers. And then we get to be event people, who I think event people are pretty amazing. And we get to be event people, and we get to create a framework and build an event, a series of events, actually, where people feel welcome and where people come in and participate with music, food, conversation, with farmers at the center.
How long have you been in this role?
I've been with Farm Aid for 34 years.
So, and that is that the since the beginning?
No, Farm Aid began in 1985 when Willie Nelson had the idea to gather some friends and do a concert for America, is how he framed it. And it was in the middle of a farm crisis where we were losing up to 2,000 farms a week in public auctions and, you know, evictions of families. It was a really rough time. And thankfully, Willie Nelson and these artists decided they would do something. Well, they thought they'd do one show, and then that would be that. But they're all pretty committed and determined. Some might even say stubborn. And they built a program. And here we are 39 years later.
So what has it been like for you to see this grow? And I would assume I asked you what your responsibilities are, but you, I assume you got this down pretty good by now.
You know, we like to say we have made a few mistakes, but we're always learning and try not to repeat them. Elizabeth is someone who runs an amazing venue at SPAC, and I would say I recognize her right away as a kindred spirit because, you know, we're trying to create a gathering place where people can have extraordinary experiences. So, yes, you learn all the time, and it's a constant effort to include more people, to build more culture, to make more, you know, joy.
Elizabeth, this is a huge event on the calendar every year. To have it at SPAC is a big deal. To have it at SPAC for the second time is a huge deal. What has it been like, and how has this fish landed?
Yeah, the fish got landed. I'll let Glenda speak to how we reeled her in, but it's, you know, obviously a huge, huge honor to be welcoming Farm Aid back. One of the first things I started hearing about when I started this job 8 years ago was like remembering how fabulous Farm Aid was before. And thank you for saying that about kindred spirit, Glenda. I totally felt that way when I met Glenda and the team. And Joe, you know how we've evolved over the last 8 years, that we talk about ourselves as the perfect confluence of human-made and natural beauty, right? And so along with that comes our, connecting people to people and also people to the planet through the things that we're doing, the joy and the beauty. And then, as you also know, because you host a lot of these events, our Culinary Arts at SPAC program was launched in the middle of COVID in fall of 2020. And we started it to not only allow people to gather around food communally at a time when restaurants were shut down, I should say communally and safely during COVID when restaurants were shut down. So it was to provide that communal experience, but also to put money into the pockets of hospitality workers and chefs and farmers, because obviously everybody was getting hit so hard by the shutdown. And then the program itself has just continued to grow with a real emphasis on sustainability, using local ingredients, supporting local farms. So the alignment of all of these ideals and objectives and the vision, could not be more perfect between the two organizations.
And very much in the bailiwick, if you will, in the mission of SPAC.
Oh, was that a question? Sorry.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know if that was a question.
My declarative sentence. I apologize. let me try it again. And is a... is a... fits into the SPAC's mission?
Absolutely. Thank you for teeing that up. Because,
thank you.
No, absolutely. I think in our mission statement, we talk about how we work to harness power from both man-made, human-made, natural sources to forge deep connections from person to person and person to planet. And we also talk about our expanding definition of the arts, which includes culinary arts. And we really believe in the ability of these encounters with beauty and community to really bring us together as a community, as a people, as a society. I mean, what better balm for the soil? How did I say that? Soil, soul, those two words, a balm for the soil and a balm for the soul right now to be bringing people in around this kind of beauty and music and mission and connecting to the earth.
I remember, Glenda, the first time I attended Farm Aid at SPAC when it was there the last time, I was really taken by how much of a local event it was, in the sense of the embrace of local farmers in the region who had so many ways of showing what they do, what their issues are, what the challenges are, what the triumphs are. And that's something that that's a show all of to itself on that back lawn of what's going on. Not only what's happening on stage, of course, but really so much happening to show the importance of farming, of our food, and to also really just thank these incredible people who do this work.
Right. And, I'm glad you got to experience the homegrown village, we call it. And that's a place where there'll be more than 30 exhibits about farming and soil and water and energy and seed swapping, and a skills tent where people can learn how to grow mushrooms and, who knows what all will happen. There are lots of discoveries to happen in that space. But it's the opportunity also to meet farmers and to have encounters and learn more about what they do and maybe how we can all be more like them.
It is... I think important. We were talking about SPAC's mission a moment ago, but talk a little bit about Farm Aid's mission and what you try to accomplish with these events.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, the mission of Farm Aid is to build a family farm-centered system of agriculture in America. And so when farmers come first in building a food system, they have to be fully empowered to care for the soil and water. And so I would say that our event is welcoming because so many people have insight and knowledge and perspectives to share. So I mentioned the homegrown village, but another space that we have out front there is called the Homegrown Youth Market, and we'll be selling fresh local fruit mostly, but some other things, and that would include kids from the Saratoga County 4-H and from Grange and from FFA, the Saratoga County FFA, and youth will be coming also from other regions actually to participate in the youth market. So they'll sell apples and pears, and I think we're getting some plums, and you know, just that visual and that opportunity to taste fresh food is huge. And then, as you know, we have homegrown concessions, and it very much mirrors what Elizabeth just said about the mission of having a program where we can include and feature, you know, family farm food. So in homegrown concessions, that's our deal point wherever we go, that all of the food come from family farmers who are utilizing ecological practices and who are paid a fair price, and it's all served on compostable serviceware, and your local company Loving Earth will be doing the composting and picking up everything, and that's a big enterprise, and we're really grateful that the venue is already used to doing this, and we hope just to enhance it and put a little oomph behind it too.
So back to the question of reeling you in, of getting SPAC and Farm Aid together once again. Obviously, there's a geography to this, I assume, as there are farms across this great country. So what brought you back to Saratoga and what you were looking for and ultimately what you look for in a venue?
Well, I will say that we have to honor John Huff here, who is Live Nation's regional representative. And Farm Aid has mostly been moving around in the larger amphitheaters, and SPAC is a favorite place. We were also so happy to be in that venue and in that region for, you know, 2013. So John Huff has been talking about the beautiful improvements at the venue, and, of course, we remember the forest and the park and the incredible staff there. So I will say, got to give a shout out to him.
And Elizabeth, from your perspective of when you see this as a possibility of what SPAC can do in working with Live Nation and Farm Aid to make it a reality.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Farm Aid has brought out the best in everybody. I think just like the idea that we can have you know, this kind of event come to Saratoga. It's obviously very good for the city in general, just from a, you know, a spotlight, a national spotlight on this. But I think, you know, we all have these shared values. Thanks for the shout out to John. And I do the same because I know how much effort he put into, you know, working with Farm Aid to bring it back to Saratoga. And I just think it's a great way for us all to be able to collaborate on something that goes beyond just an artist coming in and getting out that night. Of course, we've had some phenomenal performances this summer, but this is very different. I mean, the creation of a community here on the grounds, in the park, you know, is really remarkable. And I also think that certainly for me, when I moved up here 8 years ago and started discovering the extraordinary organizations like Pitney Farm, ASA, the Agricultural Stewardship Association, doing the kind of work that they're doing. I mean, they've been incredible partners of ours in all sorts of ways. So to see organizations like that and many more become part of this is really exciting, and also just really about what SPAC is all about.
When you think, Glenda, about obviously one of the headlines, of course, is the performances, the performers. This is a group of musicians. I mean, there will be many on stage, and some are new, and but the core has been together for a really long time, and I think that says a lot about them and about the mission of Farm Aid.
I know, and you know, the commitment of these artists also can't be overstated. They donate their performances, and many of them, as you know, come every year, and these the generosity that sparks is really amazing. And there'll be about 14 bands on the stage. And it's really extraordinary the kind of spirit they bring. We do have some pretty fast set changes, but it's a full day of experiences in the homegrown village and with food and with our merchandise. By the way, all of our merchandise, textiles, all made with organic cotton. All the T-shirts are made from cotton in Texas. You know, every meaning is just built into it. But I did want to say, Elizabeth, what you just said. I think the way that SPAC builds culture, the way you spoke about that as a way to create community through an event and the diversity of music that gets presented, people love making discoveries. We're thrilled by new musical discoveries and talent. And I think SPAC and Farm Aid give that opportunity to come and, you know, be surprised.
We have a minute or two left, and I would just like to conclude with this, I guess, which is asking you both, and beginning with you, Glenda, of how you see the best way to enjoy the festival and to for attendees to make the most of it. It's what starts. It's a long day. It starts at noon and ends at question mark.
Well, we'll try to end at 11. I would like to say there are a couple more lawn seats left, so there may be some lucky people who still get the opportunity to come. But I would suggest that people come early because there's so much to experience, so much food, so much happiness in walking around and discovering the community that's there. I think that's it. Just come early and enjoy the day. Just open your mind and participate.
And for you, Elizabeth, any tips on in making the most, especially, I mean, SPAC is very good at festivals. You've got this down too.
Yeah, I honestly defer to Glenda because don't forget this will be my first Farm Aid.
Yes, well, true, but you're moving people through from back to front to circulating them. There's a lot going on. There's different stages. Yeah. There's a lot happening.
Yeah, exactly. And I to Glenda's point, I think getting there early. I mean, there will be a lot of people all around, both attendees and all the participating organizations. So yeah, get here early. Be patient and just know there are a lot of moving parts going on, but it's going to be glorious.
Just for God's sakes, be patient.
I'm saying that to you, Joe Donahue.
I know. I will try to be as patient as I possibly can be. It's all very exciting. Now, it's an amazing event. Yes, Glenda? Were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
Sure. Will we see you there?
Yes. Yeah. I got my ticket. Yeah. Very, very reasonably good. Priced.
Well, I look forward to seeing you there.
You know, I thought about that as I got my ticket because it was man, you get so much out of it, and it's and of what people. Of the community, it's our community. It's a farming community. I live in Washington County. You mentioned ASA. Elizabeth, that's an organization that is so vital in our community and has done such an incredible job in our community and in our county as well as your county, and to have them all represented and to have this event helping in their efforts is just amazing and something that I think so many of us in the area want to be a part of. So very cool.
Well said.
Farm Aid is returning to the Saratoga Performing Arts Center on September 21st. You can find out more. Tickets are very limited, but you can find out more by going to SPAC.org. SPAC.org. And is it farmaid.org?
That's right, farmaid.org. And tickets are at LiveNation.com.
Mm-hmm. LiveNation.com for tickets. It is Farm Aid returning to SPAC September 21st. Thank you so much to Glenda Yoder, Associate Director of Farm Aid, and Elizabeth Sobel, President and CEO of SPAC. Thank you both so much. Have a beautiful event.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Be well. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.